right. We're right back here. I'm here at Sharp Facets Gallery. And with me on the line this morning, Wally Stevenson. How you doing this morning, Wally?
We're doing great, thanks, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, this is some beautiful weather to play some golf, isn't it?
It certainly makes a change from the weather we've had for the last few weeks. It's greening up nicely out here, and this sun's going to help us get the course in great shape.
That's right. Of course, he's calling from out there at the links of Stony Point. And, of course, that is the home of the Symetra Tour, the Self-Regional Women's Healthcare Tournament is coming up. And, Wally, last year I remember talking to you many times about all the things going on. You were in charge of the volunteers,
yes.
And I understand you're in charge again this year.
Yes, for my sins. my role here, Anne, is operations manager, and that really is a role that requires me to pull together a number of disciplines, but the main focus is our volunteers. We need the volunteers. We need the volunteers trained. We have a structure set up of different committees and managers of those committees. And all in all, it comes together. They do a great job for us on tournament day.
Right. I know last year you had about 425 volunteers. Hey, before I get into that, though, I like the title, Operations Manager.
Yes.
I mean, that means anything that has to do with the operation can get dumped in your lap. Is that right?
Well what it really means, I think that's a pretty accurate statement. I work for a guy that is an entrepreneur, at least, in the very least. He
right.
comes up with ideas. He has vision.
Jim Medford.
And at the end of the day, I have to turn around and try and make those things work and help put the tournament on an even keel, and I have a staff of volunteers that help me do that, and it's turned out pretty successfully so far.
That's right. It was a big success last year. Should be a little easier this year since this is the second year of the tournament. Last year it was I know y'all did a great job, but it was kind of a learning curve because you hadn't done that before.
It absolutely was. It was really coming from zero to 100 mile an hour in 4 months. So everybody concerned last year did a great job. And in fact, at this year's LPGA conference in January in Florida, they asked Jim and I to present our various methodologies to put the tournament on the tracks it got to. So we were quite pleased with that recognition.
Well, I think the LPGA, they were very impressed with how it all came together out there at the links at Stony Point.
Yes, they were at the end of the day. Their favorite saying at the moment is, we hit it out of the park.
We hit it out of the park. There you go.
Yeah.
And last year it was go bigger or go home, Jim
yes.
Medford's saying. This year it's changed up a bit, hasn't it, Wally?
Well, it has. but we've gone bigger.
Yes.
We've added, and we've improved, we think.
So it's bigger, bolder, better, if I got it right?
You got it.
There you go. But, you know, to make this come together, you need volunteers.
Certainly. For any tournament to succeed, our first course is to have a dedicated group of sponsors, generous sponsors, that come together and help fund the tournament. That's the first step. But once we've funded the tournament, if we haven't got the volunteers, the boots on the ground during the tournament days, then we haven't got a tournament. So they're a most important component of what we put together here.
Right. So now, volunteers do what type of activities?
Well, we have 10 or 11 different committees. And we have people in charge of those committees, and those committees vary from the people who arrange for the guest starters, the construction and setup, the caddies committee, the scoring committee, the marshals and spotters committee, the housing ecology, parking and traffic. There's all sorts of good stuff.
Right. So if somebody would like to be a volunteer, I understand you'd like them to volunteer for 2 days, if possible,
yes,
during the tournament?
Yes. Last year we had somewhere in excess of 420 volunteers. The reason for that, Anne, was that some of them could only work one shift, and that caused an awful lot of scheduling work for people. And we're asking volunteers this year to work at least two shifts.
And that would be like half days?
Yes. A shift is roughly a half day. This year, though, with our added bonuses for Friday night and Saturday night, we're working three shifts on those days. So
okay.
We have some complication to that.
Okay. Now, what's the exciting things that are going to be happening Friday night and Saturday night that cause you to need extra volunteers?
Well, Friday night we're hosting what we're calling a 5-kilometer fun run. And that's really, we're hosting an organization, a group of ladies called Girls on the Run.
Right.
And this is a very, very worthwhile organization that help and assist and direct and mentor young ladies that are at that sort of prone age of making life decisions, trying to keep them away from drugs, trying to keep them away from alcohol, trying to minimize teen pregnancy and things. That these ladies do a great job. And what they encourage the girls to do is to run. And each girl runs with a mentor.
Correct.
So it's a very good buddy system they've developed.
Sure.
And we're happy to be hosting that on Friday evening here.
And I understand even some of the girls, the golfers that are with the Symetra Tour, and I don't know, there might even be a legend or two out there that are going to be running with them too.
Well, certainly, I think by the Friday night, I think the legends will have packed their little suitcases and left town. They will have enjoyed themselves to the full.
Okay.
But we are hoping that we'll have Symetra players. Because they're still playing on Friday, we don't make the cut here until Friday evening in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be out on the field, on the course late. Some will have played that morning.
Right.
So it may not be that we get too many running, but we're certainly going to have them at the drink stands, the refreshment stands for the girls, and cheering them on. So they're going to be an active part of the fun run.
Well, that sounds great. Now, Saturday night, though, I'm going to say it's a free-for-all on hole 13, isn't it?
Well, and our signature hole this year is going to be hole 13, all 4 days, but Saturday is when it really culminates.
Yeah.
We're going to have the golf. And during the normal day of golf, we're going to have live music and caddy races, and we've got bleachers and tiki bars, and we have that whole set up as a fun component for the tournament, and we'll be buzzing people to and from that hole. I'll come to that later.
Sure.
And then at 7 p.m., we have the Deacons of Swing. They're going to give a live concert, and people will be able to come to the course and sit in the bleachers and watch the concert, or bring their boats to the area, anchor, and just join in the fun from the lake. And then following that, as soon as we get to darkness, we'll have a firework display.
Thanks to Ann Eller, I might add, Wally. You know, I'm the one that brought that up, and boom, it happened.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're very grateful. The fireworks are coming in as part of the Connect Lake Greenwood program.
Right.
I understand that we are their featured activity for the month of May.
That's right. You know, it's really going to be exciting as far as the volunteers go. So you need volunteers to work not only during the days helping set things up, helping direct parking and
yes,
all these kind of activities. But then I guess you'll need people out there making sure that everything's running smoothly at hole 13, Friday
yes,
and Friday night for the run and Saturday night at hole 13.
Yes, well, certainly we look to be covering a lot of bases. We can always need we always need good support, additional support. One of our biggest areas of concern, Anne, is having enough buses and enough bus drivers to take everybody around.
Last year you had them going in from the Civic Center and from the Burton Center. What are you doing this year?
Well, it's a big change. We listened to the public last year, and we're trying to improve it on their behalf. We have the developer out here has donated a couple of fields, and they're large areas, large tracts of land that we're able to organize our public car parking there, parking and the volunteer parking. So
it's all going to be inside of
all inside,
the links.
Yes,
right.
All inside Stony Point, but we would plead with the public to please park on the parking lots dedicated to the public, and then we will gladly bus you for free to any venue on the route. We're going to set up a continuous circulating bus service to get people out to the more distant halls and up to the clubhouse and all sorts of things.
You're going to have a regular route running round nonstop. So
yes.
It won't be any inconvenience if you are at hole 13, let's say, and you decide it's time to go.
Yes.
There'll be buses coming right around.
There'll be a buzz along in 5 minutes. You can jump on it, hop on, hop off service, get off at the parking lot, pick your car up and drive on out.
Yeah.
So we're really focused on trying to make that a public service this year.
You know, there's not many big golf tournaments where you can park right there on the property.
No, there aren't. A lot of them bus in, and that's what we started with last year. But as I say, we listened to the public. We felt a need to try and get them closer, and we're attempting that. We do need the cooperation of the weather, obviously.
Sure.
But our plans are well afoot. We've got a lot of sponsors offering buses. We may be a little short on bus drivers.
Okay.
So
if somebody
that's one possible volunteer.
So if they have now, do you have to have appropriate license?
No, we have two forms of buses. We have the 15-seater bus, which we're gaining from the YMCA, from Connie Maxwell, from the Burton Center, and then we have the 25-seater buses. The 15-seater bus can be driven by anyone with a regular driving license, and it just requires a 15 to 20-minute instruction period to be able to manage that.
Sure.
The 25-seaters need the CDL license, so that's a special license.
Okay.
So we're looking for volunteers in both of those areas that would give up their time and help us transport the public and utilize the generous fleet of buses that are being made available to us.
Sure. Now, if somebody is interested in volunteering, whether it's as a bus driver or as all the other different aspects, if you want a great way to be on the inside track, I'd say this, Wally, be a volunteer, right?
You got it. I mean, you're up close and personal. Most of the areas are connected to the tournament. If you're not up close and personal in your particular role, then working half a shift will then give you the opportunity of easily getting into the tournament or getting close to the players in the tournament for the second half of the day. And you know, it's a great experience. These ladies are very, very skilled golfers. It really is a professional sport experience, and we don't have that much in our area of South Carolina.
That's true. Now, Wally, how do they go ahead and call you to let you know they're interested, or how are they supposed to apply?
Well, the preference is for them to apply to a website that we have, an email address, which is, I'll state it if you like.
Okay.
Stony Point. Stony has got an E in there, S-T-O-N-E-Y, point. Volunteer, that's singular, not plural, volunteer, at gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
So that's Stony Point, volunteer, at gmail.com. www.lynxgolf.com.
Okay. But is there a number if somebody would like to talk to you,
yes,
Wally?
There's the regular number that they can contact, which is 942-0900.
Okay. So 942-0900 or stonypointvolunteer@gmail.com.
That's it.
And, of course, you're going to have a great time out there. Now, the commitment period, that's for the whole week?
No, I mean, we're aware that people have got other commitments.
Right.
But what I shouldn't forget there is that we have the same capability of ferrying people around and hosting them on Sunday, where we mustn't forget our big Mother's Day brunch.
Correct.
And we're hoping for even better attendance this year. Last year it was fabulous. We got rave reviews on the food quality. Buzzing people in wasn't always the best thing to do. This year we've overcome that obstacle.
That's true. So, but will you need volunteers for that whole week? Now, I know the tournament is just, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
yes,
but for the whole week?
Yep. If people choose a committee that's committed more, for instance, the construction and setup committee starts before the tournament and finishes with the teardown afterwards.
Right.
Something like scoring is purely only for the 4 days of tournament play.
Okay.
The majority of these committees will be for the 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, and of course that is the whole thing is what, the 4th through the 10th, which is, that's Mother's Day weekend.
Yep. We've got the first day's tournament play will be 5 weeks tomorrow.
That's Are you seven. Nervous, Wally?
5 weeks tomorrow,
right?
And then it finishes on Mother's Day, May 10th.
That's right. This is a fabulous time to be out there at the links. I mean, it's
sure
just
is.
Beautiful. I know somehow Jim Medford's going to make sure that the weather cooperates.
Well, he pulled those strings last year. Fingers crossed he can do the same for us this year.
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, they've got lots of activities. We're going to be talking more about it as time goes on. But if you'd like to volunteer, if you'd like to be right up close and personal, help make this tournament a huger success, huger, my great word here,
mm-hmm.
success, even bigger than last year, why don't you apply to be a volunteer? I'm sure, regardless of the amount of time you have, they're great at scheduling and making sure it happens.
That's it, Anne. Thank you very much for the plug.
Okay. Well, listen, you have a great day. Wally Stevenson, operations manager out there for the Symetra Tour that'll be here before you know it. You said 5 weeks, right?
Yes, 5 weeks tomorrow. We're into the tournament proper.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Thanks so much for calling us, Wally.
Okay, Anne. Anything I can do to help you, just let me know, please.
All right, I will.
Thank you
so much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Right, Wally Stevenson, if you would like to volunteer, they need volunteers in all aspects. I do believe he said they really are looking for some bus drivers. That'd be a great job, seeing all the people and busing them all around a prescribed route. That's right out there at the links of Stony Point.